This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 years ago this weekend, I watched the Wall Street folks on the train from Manhattan, their faces drawn and battle-weary to the point that a Civil War photograph came to mind. The Titan of Wall Street, Lehman Brothers, that day had gone bust. This ushered in the worst financial crisis since the Great Crash of 29. We've been looking at this from a variety of angles this week, from subprime fraud in American neighborhoods and beyond. Now a look at the mess that was left in Europe, where entire economies were to go bust. Marketplace's European editor Stephen Beard covered this in real time, and I wanted him to explain why this hit such disparate economies as Ireland, Iceland, and Latvia.
Because by then, U.S. and European banks were borrowing from and lending to each other on a very big scale. Louise Cooper, a financial analyst, says the Lehman bankruptcy absolutely paralyzed the market for credit.
A big player was allowed to go bust. So instantly everyone thought, well, who's going to be next? Who else should I not be dealing with?
And like the US, Europe had been on a debt binge. So when the tap was suddenly turned off, many European economies teetered on the brink.
Many, but if you had to say, Stephen, which European economy was the worst hit?
It's a toss-up, really, between Iceland and Latvia. Iceland was the most indebted. Its three main banks went bust 2 weeks after Lehman's, and between them they owed an amount 10 times the size of the Icelandic economy. The currency crashed and unemployment leapt to 10%.
Now, the International Monetary Fund and some of the other Nordic countries came in to bail Iceland out. Would you say it's recovered now?
Well, it's stabilized, and with its cheaper currency, it's been able to help itself by exporting more. But there are big social scars. Former finance minister Jón Baldvin Hannibalsson says most people in Iceland have seen a big slump in their living standards. Iceland, he says, is not a happy country.
This is reflected in our public discourse, which is poisoned. It is very confrontational, very aggressive.
So that's Iceland. What of Latvia? It was, in many ways, hit even harder than Iceland.
Yes, and for political reasons, really. Unlike Iceland, Latvia did not let its currency crash. It kept it pegged to the euro because it's so desperate to join the eurozone. Instead, it swallowed a huge dose of austerity, and its economy shrank by 20%. Former British ambassador to Latvia, Ian Bond, says that's led to a big exodus of young Latvians.
I mean, there will certainly be parts of the country where you will be hard-pressed to find large numbers of working-age people because they will be in the UK or Denmark or Sweden or wherever they have gone in order to make a living.
But many Latvians and Icelanders don't blame the Lehman collapse for the crisis. They blame their own banks, business people and politicians for allowing the credit boom, which made them vulnerable.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.